Graham Wright's a list manager at the Hawks. He joins us here after what's been a frantic couple of weeks for him and his team. Morning, Graham.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good, Graham. A really patient move by the Hawthorn Footy Club to stick to what you wanted to get the player that you've been chasing for a while in Jake O'Meara.
Yeah, I don't know about patient, actually. I wasn't too patient yesterday.
Was it nearly dead and buried?
Oh, potentially, yeah. And that was a scenario, you know, that we were prepared for as well, and certainly hoped that we wouldn't have to go down another angle. But all the way through, we were trying to get a trade done. And, yeah, we were able to achieve that at the end.
So what's it like in that last hour and a half or so? How do you, after going for 10 days of not quite getting to the line, what's the circuit breaker? Is it just the times pressing and, you know, people finally realise they have to buck or change their attitude?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we all know that the time pressure brings expediency into all the conversations. So everyone's obviously on that time deadline, and we all know what we have to do by that period. Otherwise, it falls over. So that really brings it in. But that, yeah, the last hour or so is pretty harrowing when you've got something reasonable on the table and trying to get done. And a lot of walking, a lot of talking, and hoping that we're able to get there, which we were.
I don't think it would have been as harrowing as talking to two players that have had such a big impact on the footy club in Sam Mitchell and also Jordan Lewis, who you said goodbye to. How tough was that for you as a list manager and the club to actually have those conversations with those two players?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the initial conversations obviously were with Alistair and the players one-on-one, but more about what their futures look like and what they wanted to do post next year. And obviously they got to the stage where obviously we looked at all of the options and they looked at all of their options, and they become a business decision in the end for them and then us in a sense, but they're both contracted players and could have still been at Hawthorn. And in a sense that we would have probably liked Jordan, especially at the end to stay, but we understood that he had a 3-year deal on the table. So they're always tough conversations, and we try to do them with a lot of care and a lot of respect for the individuals, because they've been unbelievable servants for the Hawthorn Football Club. And as we all know, they're 4-time premiership players. They've both won best and fairest. Sam has won 5, and they're just high quality individuals. So yeah, it was tough. That's where we ended up at the end of the day.
Could you have handled it better? Did you do enough to appease all parties?
I think we handled it well. I think what happens from a media perspective is makes it really hard, because then there's always innuendo, there's rumours, there's talk about it. You guys are talking about it, papers are talking about it, everyone's talking about it on social media. So that makes it hard. I think Sam was really super keen to go at the end and wanted us to do the deal. And Jordan was as well. It got to that stage for him where he had 3 years on the table. And
but you backflipped on him, didn't you?
No, I wouldn't have said we backflipped. We would have preferred that he stayed, but we understood that he had a 3-year deal on the table, and it was a great, I suppose, business decision for him in the end, that he has 3 years with Melbourne. They're paying him well. He has 1 year with us. We weren't prepared to extend his contract at that stage. We certainly would have looked at it next year based on how he was going. So in the end, it was something that we agreed to do.
Graham Wright's with us, the list manager at the Hawks, at 7:45 here on Breakfast with Frank and Ox on 11:16 SEN. Graham, how did the Blues get involved in getting the Jake O'Meara deal across the line? And do you owe Sosa Beer for helping you out with that one? How did that all sort of break down in the last sort of hour and a half of yesterday?
It was something we discussed the night before. So Wednesday night we discussed it. They were having to give up their sort of back end picks, if you like, your sort of third and fourth round picks to get the deal done with GWS with Caleb Marchbank, which meant Soss was short of some picks at the end, and obviously we were very keen to get hold of that second rounder that came in. So that was the conversation. We think that obviously those picks will come in as well. So 48, once the academy players are taken out, will probably come into 42 around that area. And we've got a pick. We've ended up with GWS's pick for next year. We gave up our own for Joga. And that pick we think will be, if GWS are going go as well as they did this year, it'll be somewhere between sort of, 36 to 38, around that area. So we actually thought it was a reasonable deal. certainly being able to get it done overnight, or not get it done overnight, but certainly have an in principle that they would consider doing it, made us go into yesterday having a degree of confidence that we may have something else on the table. But as you know, I mean, that deal wasn't lodged until 1:30, so right at that stage we weren't sure whether it was a chance or not.
Is it a rebuild, Graeme? You're moving on some older players, you bring in a lot of youth. Is it the Hawthorn Footy Club saying to its members and the footy world that, you know, we're not the same club we were 3 years ago, that we do need to rebuild, that we need to replenish this list?
I think what we'd be saying is we're going to be bold and we're going to keep attacking and keep being innovative and try and work as hard as we possibly can to get as high on the ladder as we can as well. I mean, it's all about bringing players in, and we know that players go out and we bring draft picks in, and I wouldn't have thought we would have saw it as a rebuild. We see it as a regeneration in a way, and then we go again. But we're not, you know, we don't know how we're exactly going to go next year based on the players we've brought in from a gelling point of view. Those guys haven't played, obviously, with our players, and we'd be expecting that some of our young guys make some real leaps in their development over the summer. You know, Burton and Lovell and these guys, and Caden Brand, Kurt Heatherly, all of these young guys who have tasted, you know, senior footy this year that we would have thought are going to come on over the summer. But, geez, there's some clear air there for a lot of players and to actually step up.
Graeme, a couple of things. There was some disquiet over the Vickery deal. There were reports that they were asking for you to please explain over whether it was a 2 or 3 year deal that was at the centre of that, and that it changed, the terrain changed. What happened there?
No, everybody who takes a restricted free agent has an interview with Ken Wood, and I had a planned interview on Monday with Ken at 10 a.m. and I attended that meeting and explained, which I did for James Frawley a couple of years ago. It's a planned meeting. We weren't asked for a please explain. It was how did the deal come about? What did you talk about? All of those sorts of things, and that's all it was.
Did the club shift its position on the 2 or 3 years, though?
We certainly discussed different things along the way, but from our perspective, Ty became a really important player for us. We've obviously had Jared Roughhead not play at all this year, and he's going really well in his recovery, and we're certainly hopeful for him, but we're more worried about his health than anything else, and we felt that we needed to make sure we got Ty through the door.
So, and some fans felt you got shortchanged with the deal for pick 10 from St Kilda and 2 second round picks for a future first rounder next year. What was the? Did you feel you came out of that with a fair hand?
It's always a difficult one because you give up a lot to get to that position, but we felt that was our best position to get Jager through the door. So no doubt we gave up a bit and to get to that spot, and people might see it as a little uneven, but from our perspective, we felt it was a strategic move to get to that spot. It was difficult because we felt we're not sure that they're going to trade him. And so where does that leave us? So from our perspective, yes, we gave up a lot, but we were prepared to do it.
Graeme, last one on Jager O'Meara. Are his knees good?
That's not something I'm an expert at.
Well, because he was really complimentary to the medical staff there at Hawthorn. That was one of the big reasons why he wanted to go to the club. For Hawthorn fans out there that are saying, gee, you sold the farm to get in this young player that, you know, there are question marks on, can you assure them that he's okay?
We wouldn't have entered into this deal unless we felt Jager was going to be okay. I've got extreme confidence in our medical team, Andrew Russell, Michael McDucey, they gave us the green light to go for it.
Fair enough then. Hey, just quickly, do you have enough points and picks to get Ben Jarman through the door under the father-son rule?
We haven't. We actually start today, would you believe? Now we've got pick 88 as our first pick. We start.
You've got a bit of work to do to make that selection.
Yeah, we won't be arriving early, I wouldn't have thought. we'll start today on what the draft looks like. We haven't had a conversation with Ben and his family since the start of the year. We've been assessing everything that Ben does, which is obviously over the carnival, but also too his football at North Adelaide. Then also too we've just recently had the draft camp where he's tested. So
where'd he go? All of that.
He was okay. Yeah, tested okay in a few areas, but as I said, overall we really haven't got to that stage yet. Yep. But we've got to make a decision by the end of the month, and I'm sure we'll have some conversations next week.
Thanks, Graeme. Appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks, guys.